This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Right now, I do have Prof. A. James from UKZN.
Sure.
She was the facilitator today.
Sure.
Yes. So, Prof, thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio today.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me. And it's an absolute pleasure and really such a wonderful opportunity to have shared with such an informed group of people who are on the ground with regard to working with communities and also working with the enhancement of communities. And I think one of the things that I've been asked to do is to share some of the pointers that have come through from that particular panel.
Yes.
May I say firstly that I posed a question to everybody in the audience, and I said we need to think about three questions. What is it that we can do? What is it that we should do? What is it that we must do with regard to community engagement? It is senseless sitting in a session where it becomes a talk shop, people sharing their suggestions, their ideas about community engagement, and the audience just sits and listens, not having ideas of how to activate and how to be practically involved with the communities. So with regard to the five sectors that were spoken about, I think essentially what comes through is that communities matter. Communities are within the university and communities are also outside the communities, outside of the university. So when we speak community, we actually are inclusive of every single person. So whether you are an academic, a student, a community person, part of civil society, part of industry, you name it, you are part of a community. And the growth of communities really starts with an understanding of what is within the community themselves. What is it that the communities can do? So going from an asset-based approach, what is it that the communities have? What is it that they can do? How do we together look at a mapping exercise of the resources that are available and how collectively we have the passion, and not just the passion, but the important value for service and with service with everybody that we engage with. And one of the things that we have to think about is that our students, our communities are essentially important in the enhancement with everyone concerned. And there are different strategies by which this can take place. Service learning is a particular pedagogical strategy. And when we engage our students with service learning, it's looking at both theory and practice and how we integrate that into the work that the students or the service that the students can do. When we're looking at community development, what do we really mean by that? What is it that the community are working towards? Is there a common vision? Is there a common purpose? Is everybody concerned and really caring for everybody else within that community? We really have to move away from the thinking of I serve myself. I'm in this particular project. I'll put this project proposal through. I'll get the money. And well, the money is mine and I'll decide what I'm going to do with the money. No. Collaboration, participation, growth, purpose are four aspects that we really need to consider. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Prof. You pretty much answered all of my questions. But before I let you go, so you were sitting down throughout the program is not over, but I'm sure like as the program keeps on going, there has been one highlight for you. What has been the highlight of the program so far?
The highlight is to be sitting with people some who are engaged in community engagement, some who are just teetering on the boundaries of it, putting their feet in to see what it's all about, and others who are here to learn more about it. And really, the first point of call is awareness, and then it's action. So the highlight for me was bringing all the different groups of people together and to have the common discussion so that there's a common purpose that is being generated. And I kudos to MUT. I take my hat off to them. Not that I'm wearing one, but yes. I really think if every person engaged with communities think about how Amlazi would look like. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is a MUT Radio podcast.